Ksuvos Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches 1:8. Now we're leaving the topic of Ksuvos temporarily. We're going to talk about other scenarios which are very structurally parallel to the previous Mishnayos, where we're having a discussion whether a woman can be believed, not in the context of Ksuba. And again, with the Machlokas, on the one side, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are going to be lenient, and on the other side, Rabbi Yeshua is going to be strict and say we don't believe her. So the first case of our Mishnah is Ro'ua medaberes im echad b'shuk. We see a woman, now literally means speaking with someone in the shuk. Now, first of all, medaberes, speaking with, is actually a euphemism. It means we see her, like, you know, secluded with, whispering to someone in private. We've spotted them in the hotel lobby all by themselves, okay? The word b'shuk, which means the marketplace, of course, would suggest something to the contrary. But in fact, most versions of the Mishnah, including what we have in the Bavli, doesn't have the word b'shuk there at all. So it reads, Ru'a medaberes im echar. We see a woman talking, whispering, secluded with a man. The witnesses as such, and therefore we're concerned that they may have slept together. And if they slept together, we're concerned that he is someone who would make her unfit to marry a Kohen. How would that be? So the pasuk says, Isha zona v'chalala lo yikachu. A Kohen may not marry a zona or a chalala. And that's a pasuk in Vayikra, Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Zion 21:7. So a zona is a woman who participated in a union with a man in one of three categories. The man is in one of three categories. Either A, he's an erva, he's a relative of hers, like her father or her brother. That makes her that would make her into a zona. Or if she participated in a union with a man who is, second category is, they're from the men who aren't allowed to lavo b'kahal, to marry into the general population of the Jewish people, like for example a mamzer, someone from a forbidden union, or a nusin, or a monim. There are other categories of people who are not allowed to marry the general Jewish population. Again, if she sleeps with one of those men, she becomes a zona. And the third category is people who Kedushin and Tovsin, there's no way to marry them in the first place. So that would be a Gentile man, a non-Jewish man, or an Eved, a non-Jewish slave. So there's no way for her to get married to one of those men. If she would sleep with one of them, she becomes a Zona. Now, to modern Hebrew, the word Zona actually has very ugly connotations. The actual word, the legal sense in this mission, is a little less ugly. It just means she's rendered unfit to marry a Kohen because she participated in such a union. Now the truth is, she gets the status of being a Zona whether or not she was consenting to the relationship. In other words, if some man just took advantage of her against her will, but he's from one of those categories, she still becomes someone who's unfit to marry a Kohen. In addition, we have the Chalala. The Chalala is a woman who is the child of one of those unions, the unions that are forbidden. So let's say a Kohen marries a woman who had slept with her father or with a mamzer or with a Gentile, a goy. So she's a chalala, and she's forbidden to marry the child is a chalala, I should say, the girl, and she can't marry a Kohen either. So it's true what I said, but that's not the point. The point is that if a male chalal offspring sleeps with a woman, like a regular Jew, so he, the Halal Kohen, who was a Kohen, now is a Halal, offspring from that forbidden union, renders her unfit to marry a Kohen as well. If she sleeps with a Halal, she becomes a Halala. Okay, or if she's born from that union. So the point, therefore, is that we know this, we suspect this woman of having slept with a man, because we saw them secluded together. So if that man were any of the people on the list, that would make her into a Zona or a Chalala, so then she now couldn't marry a Kohen. So we're concerned. And therefore the Mishnah says, Amrula, the Bez then says to her, because now she's proposing to marry a Kohen, but meanwhile, we know this is part of her past, Mativo Shilzeh. They say, who was that guy? What was the nature of that fellow? Ish Ploni, the Kohen who? She says, it was so-and-so, and he is a Kohen, or the legal equivalent of a Kohen, meaning he's the kind of person with whom, even if I had slept with him, wouldn't make me forbidden to marry a Kohen. And her taina here, her claim is a tainus bari. She's claiming with certainty. She's saying, I know the facts. The facts are that man was so-and-so, and it doesn't matter whether or not we slept together, because either way, I'm not forbidden to marry a Kohen from that relationship. Again, just speaking out now of the obvious, if a regular Jewish woman sleeps with a regular Jewish man and they're both unmarried, that wouldn't make the woman forbidden to marry a Kohen. Okay, only if the man had been not Jewish or a mamzer or whatever. Okay, so do we believe her and allow her to marry a Kohen after that? Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Ne'emenes. They say, yes, she is believed. Why is she believed? First of all, she's claiming a Tainus Bari. She's saying with certainty. We have no other facts besides her claim. And her claim is that who it was and that she's not rendered unfit. And more than that, she has a Chazakah. She has a Chetzkas Kashrus. I mean, when the thing started out in her life, she was permitted to marry a Kohen. So why should we now assume she can't? We haven't got any facts to the contrary. This is a suspicion. But because she's making a Tainus Bari, that's important. She's making a certain claim. We believe her. Say Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, lo mipia anu chayin. He says the same exact words the previous two Mishnayos. We can't just rely on her words. Ela harei zu becheskas ba'ula lenasin ulamamzer. We have to assume she slept with a man and that man was a nasin, one category of person who can't marry into Jewish people, or a mamzer, someone else who can't get married to Jewish people. Ad shetavi raya ledevrea, until she brings a proof to her words that he was a-okay and not making her unfit. Rabbi Yeshua's shita is, listen, you know, the situation is suspicious, and although it's true that midoraisa, she's making a bari claim, she's saying with certainty who he was, and she has a chazakah, so we should believe her, but rabbinically we don't accept that because of this principle of that's mala b'yuchsin. We raised the bar in terms of the genealogy and keeping the genealogical lines of the Kohanim pure. So even though on a Dorais level this would be okay and she could marry a Kohen, rabbinically, since we raised the bar, we say, no, it's not good enough. We won't let a woman like this marry a Kohen because there's too much potential questions lurking around. Notwithstanding, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer here again. So in other words, because she's making a Tainus Bari, she's saying with certainty the identity of the man, and she has a chazaka of being kosher until then, we believe her and let her marry a Kohen.